Charles Darwin. Now, where's he buried?
Answers with Ken Ham, a contributing editor to Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, you have a fascinating story about the incredible location of Darwin's grave. Tell us about it.
Well, I've visited England on a number of occasions. In fact, just a few weeks ago. And sadly, there's hardly any vestige of biblical Christianity left in that country. It was once a nation where most people believed in God. But I had an eye-opening experience in Westminster Abbey, that big church in London. Many famous people are buried there, kings and queens, a number of famous scientists like Sir Isaac Newton. I also found out that another very famous person is buried at Westminster Abbey. Believe it or not, Charles Darwin. Now, when I first visited, I couldn't find his grave. So I asked one of the attendants, who explained to me that Darwin was buried in the floor of the church. When I found his grave, it suddenly struck me what had happened to the church in England. You see, the man who popularized a philosophy of evolution, which destroys the foundations of the church, was honored by the church, and he was buried in the foundation of the church. Wow, what a picture that was. The church honored Darwin instead of honoring God's word. And you know what? The more the church adopts evolution, the weaker it'll become. And that's happening across our Western world.
The church has also compromised regarding the topic of dinosaurs. For what the Bible and real science teach, read Ken Ham's fascinating booklet on dinosaurs. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.